AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The head of the Food and Drug Administration, Robert Califf, is facing a House committee over the shortage of baby formula. Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro wants answers.
It makes me question which side the FDA is on. Are they on the side of Abbott and industry, or on the side of the American consumer? In this case, babies and their moms and dads.
There's been supply disruptions caused by the pandemic and a recent shutdown of the largest formula factory in the country. Andy Harris is a Republican from Maryland.
We need to make sure this plant is re-safe to open, but it's hard to see any evidence that FDA has made it a priority to get this plant cleaned and cleared and back online.
President Biden announced a stepped-up response to the shortage. A Ukrainian medic has recorded her time in Mariupol on a data card smuggled out to the world. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
A wounded little girl cries in pain and fear as she is led in on a stretcher. The girl's brother is also taken into hospital. Payevska starts to weep as she realizes the young boy is not going to make it. She walks outside and tells her colleague, the boy is gone. The boy has died. They're still giving CPR to the girl. Maybe she will survive. Paramedic Sergei Chernoprivets, who worked with Payevska, told the AP she helped whoever needed help, including Russians. I cannot say that she's some kind of radical or Nazi. She, like a real medic, is apolitical and helps everyone who needs it. A Ukrainian fighter pulls up an injured Russian soldier who's handcuffed and kneeling on the ground, his face covered by a wool balaclava. Payevska explains why she treats them. I cannot do otherwise. They're prisoners of war. I'm Karen Chamas.
The white man accused of killing 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket appeared briefly in court after a grand jury indicted him on a first-degree murder charge. After big losses yesterday, stocks are lower today. This is AP News. Massachusetts is reporting a rare case of monkeypox. Dr. Erica Shenoy at Massachusetts General Hospital says they're looking into whether it's connected to small outbreaks of monkeypox in Europe.
The patient had no travel history, no exposure to animals that would be known to be reservoirs.
Monkeypox is a virus that originates in wild animals like rodents and primates and occasionally jumps to people. Most human cases have been in Central and West Africa, where the disease is endemic.
We are in the process, as you can imagine, of working with public health authorities on contact tracing of our employees, of patients, and of visitors.
Dr. Paul Bidinger at Mass General says this case poses no risk to the public.
The patient is doing well, safely in isolation, in our unit.
Monkeypox belongs to the same virus family as smallpox, but causes milder symptoms. Most patients only experience fever, body aches, chills, and fatigue. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.